C9V. Bubble. Good morning.
Working on my cup of coffee, done took my medicine, and getting ready for the day.
So that's good. It's a beautiful ride down the mountain this morning. I just had my window down for a minute because I guess I passed a dead skunk and let that air out of the cab of the truck. And man, it's a beautiful morning.
Yeah, we're gonna have a really nice day today.
I ride the motorcycle this morning. I just never got around to it, I guess. Sure, probably would have been a good day for it.
Yeah, well, thing is, I got some guys doing some work in the backyard and can't get my motorcycle out of the shed.
And concrete hardened out. They have to get the concrete poured or get the forms in?
Got them putting in a concrete walkway and a concrete floor in the shed, and they're kind of halfway through the process.
Be nice to have a concrete floor in the shed. I like to extend mine. I've got two carports attached to a covered porch, and I like to go ahead and concrete in the parking area underneath the carport. Because we kind of use it as a picnic area in the summertime when we have a big group over. But, yeah, I think we did a lot more concrete. I love the concrete in my driveway, but, man, that cost me an arm and a leg. And probably got 100 feet of driveway.
Driveway done last year, and it was kind of pricey, but the asphalt that had been there for about 20 years was kind of breaking down, and new asphalt was going to cost more than concrete.
I tell you, at work they used to, I guess they put the, what do they call it, chip and tar stuff. They put the rocks down, put the tar on top of it, and put more rocks on top of that. It worked out pretty good. I mean, it holds up pretty well for the tractor trailers.
The way I looked at it was that, you know, the concrete was going to be expensive, but it wasn't going to get no cheaper.
Yeah, it is done probably, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago. And I'm sure it's had back to pretty penny, but man, it sure is pretty. It makes everything nice.
It's pretty good, and it's been a good surface out there so far. Anyway, I'm going to get back to the cup of coffee. Maybe some of the other guys will be rolling in here pretty soon. Be careful out there and have a good day on the road. I'll catch you a little later. KF4NXY.
Have a good, great one.
Yeah,
take care. I'll be hanging around till they get here. Fixing to turn on the 290 here in about 30 seconds. NC9B. Have a good one. Good morning, Leon. KN4TSW.
David. Morning, Leon. Morning, Ken. KO4HK.
Hope you two guys are doing well this morning. Sounds like it'll be a beautiful day.
Just trying to get this day started.
Over here, thinking about maybe getting some fuel if I can find something remotely cheap.
Not be as easy as it used to.
29 for regular yesterday up there in Spartanburg. If it's still that, I'll swing in.
Patrick, if you're over in Hendersonville, 429 still at Sam's Club.
I don't need any fuel right now. I just did yesterday morning.
But I gas station yesterday afternoon, it was still advertised as 439. Well, I was wondering if it was still 429 at the pump. I'm not sure the guy knows his mistake. Maybe we've got to set that one pump up or something. Purring like a kitty this morning. Yes, kind of like it right along. Probably shouldn't talk about her, I guess.
That cost you.
Yes.
got a, I don't know, it's about a 17 Ford 150 and 160,000 miles. Transmission started acting up. $5,700 to fix it.
Not cheap anymore. Either mine goes, it's gonna, I'm going to pull the trigger and do a built transmission. $10,000-$12,000 worth.
For the days of the manual transmission.
Find parts to fix it. That's been a big problem.
It sounds like it's cheaper just to go find one in the junkyard, pull it, swap them.
Plenty of felt. I mean, you know, you'll find little felt strips in the car.
on certain corners and pieces to avoid rattles.
Dealership, you had a felt kit that you could go get pieces of that, stick it on in places that stop rattles and squeaks.
The cars are, the harder it is. You gotta make sure every little noise is accounted for. And, you know, we take cars down, they call it the cobblestone, but it kind of jars the car back and forth to try to loosen anything up. They take it up a steep incline and go back down, just try to find anything in it. Still have stuff to make it out.
Your squeaks and noises. Hated a ticket that said that.
My Dodge here. I mean, there's no squeaks and noises in this Dodge. Odd for a Dodge, really.
In every day, and still no squeaks, rattles of this thing. That's odd. It's off assembly line. Is everything aligned perfectly? I don't know.
Something similar where they're checking it for squeaks and rattles and stuff like that before they ship it.
Andrew, when's BMW coming out with a pickup truck?
Went around with the idea over the years, but I don't know that they ever will. Last I heard, they just hadn't really ever got that going. You know, they bought Range Rover a long time ago, ended up scrapping that, and went with the SUVs. That's kind of been their bread and butter for the most part. The X5 is probably one of the best-selling BMWs out there, so I don't think they'll ever try to build one.
Usually go where the money's at and sell a bunch of trucks. May eventually get there.
Unit trucks, KN4 GTM.
Good morning, son. It's C9B.
Gentlemen. How's everybody?
I'm good here, KO4 CEF.
Yeah, doing good over here, KN4 TFW.
These fuel prices these days, I gotta drive the old Dodge, so. My Dodge is over here listening to y'all's conversation and whining. Still no bed.
Sleep at work. My goodness.
I worked out of this truck.
It's the Sphinx here on 101 and diesel's $4.99. That is crazy.
$4.29 over here on a 290 little Exxon station.
I got it for $4.19 yesterday.
Per gallon. And you do it, what, you know, 15, 20 gallons? Oh, my goodness.
And right now, really, it ain't got nothing to do with what's going on. It's just taking advantage of it. But, gentlemen, I'm getting off on my exits. I need to get this antenna off the top of the car. And y'all have a good one. Be safe. And hopefully I'll holler at you tomorrow morning. KO4CF, and I'll be with you.
Dave, be careful out there. KO4HK.
7-3 engine. KN4CFW.
NC9B. I'm pulling up at work, too, so you guys have fun, and Dean, I may call you later.
NC9B.
Everybody, have a great day.
Be careful out there on the roads. KO4HK.
7-3 Leon. Have a safe day. KN4CFW.
Now. Hadn't talked to you in a while.
Same thing. Still out here slinging rock. Trying to make an honest living. Started a little welding company. So, it's not quite off the ground yet, but it's getting
there. I'm sure it'll take off. And you'll do fine at it.
Slowly but surely, it'll come around, I hope.
Up there slinging rock.
I know all the buildings slowed down a lot. I don't know if it's impending everything going on right now.
I'm wondering if that was slowing y'all down, but I doubt it hit too much effect that quick. I mean, it's only been, a little over a week, but everything else around it sure hadn't helped.
like everything else, I mean, that's mainly, I think, the ice thing since all that's kicked off.